Chapter 8. Von Lansen's Decision. Despite everything, von Lansen was a very good host. He made sure that his guests, as he called them, had everything they needed. Ronaldo was asked to prepare a tent for them, and von Lansen even gave each of them a blanket. It was difficult for Kathy to believe that the same man could be so cruel. That evening, as they all sat round the fire to have a delicious meal, von Lansen spoke about his life in Holland. "Don't you miss your family?" Kathy asked him.
"They died in a car crash many years ago," he told her, "so there's nobody to miss. The only thing I'd ever miss is money. When you've got money, you've got everything."
"You can't buy love with money," said Kathy.
"That's right," agreed John, looking at Kathy with a smile.
"Who needs love when you've got money?" continued von Lansen. "Look at my men. They do whatever I tell them to. Why? Because I pay them for their hard work."
"And how do you get the money to pay them?" asked Jane. "You sell living creatures."
Von Lansen didn't say a word. He turned and walked quickly towards his tent.
"Make sure you all sleep for a few hours," he said as he passed Brunt. "Tomorrow is going to be a busy day."
Brunt wasn't sitting round the fire with the others, but a few meters away. He had wanted to be alone. Now he approached von Lansen.
"So tomorrow is the big day, isn't it?" asked Brunt.
"It's an important day for the animals, and for your friends, and maybe you," replied von Lansen.
"What do you mean?" Brunt asked.
"Tomorrow I'll make some decisions, and then you'll know," answered von Lansen. "I gave you some important information, von Lansen. Don't forget that," Brunt reminded him.
Von Lansen smiled.
"Good night, Brunt," he said, and walked away.
"You told me I could be useful to you," continued Brunt, following him.
He held von Lansen by the arm.
"What decisions are you going to make? Tell me."
Von Lansen took Brunt's hand off his arm.
"Good night, Brunt,"
he replied, and he went into his tent. Suddenly, it started to rain very heavily. The four ran to their tent to escape the rain. Brunt lay down at the back of the tent, as far as possible from John, who was near the entrance.
"Don't think we've forgotten that you are a traitor, Brunt," Jane said.
"I don't care what you think of me," Brunt responded. "Von Lansen told me that tomorrow he'll be making some decisions about you all."
"Don't listen to Brunt," said Kathy. "Come on, let's try to sleep."
John tried hard to fall asleep, but he couldn't get Brunt's words out of his mind.
"What decisions is von Lansen making about us?" he thought to himself.